Apparently, after 2 years of what her employer called outstanding winner's work, she had made her first big mistake. The mistake cost her agency a major client. Her boss's response was to put her on the loser's list. She said, "In 1 minute, I went from being on the winner's board to being at the top of the loser's list." I guess I must have winced when Sylvia referred to the loser's list, because without my remarking at all, she said, "I know, it's terrible. My boss has these two big dry erase boards outside of his office. One's the winner's list, and one board is for the losers." She said for weeks she could barely function. She lost her confidence and started missing work. Shame, anxiety, and fear took over. After a difficult 3-week period, she quit her job and went to work for another agency. Shame can only rise so far in any system before people disengage to protect themselves. When we're disengaged, we don't show up, we don't contribute, and we stop caring. On the far end of the spectrum, disengagement allows people to rationalize all kinds of unethical behavior, including lying, stealing, and cheating. In the case of Don and Sylvia, they didn't just disengage, they quit and took their talent to competitors. As we assess our organizations for signs of shame, it's also important to be aware of external threats, forces outside of our organizations that are influencing how both leaders and employees feel about their work. As a teacher, the sister of two public school teachers, and the sister-in-law of a public high school vice principal, I don't have to look far for examples of this. Several years ago, my sister Ashley called me crying. When I asked her what was wrong, she told me that the Houston Chronicle had published the name of every school teacher in the Houston Independent School District, along with the bonus they received based on their students' standardized test scores. I hadn't seen the paper that day, and I was stunned. And I was also confused. "Ashley, you teach kindergarten. Your kids don't take the tests yet. Is your name in there?" Ashley explained that her name was in there and that the paper reported that she got the lowest bonus available. What they didn't report was that it was the highest bonus available to kindergarten teachers. Imagine doing that, reporting everyone's salaries or bonuses, and moreover, reporting them inaccurately, to any other group of professionals. "I'm in a total shame meltdown," Ashley said, still crying. "All I've ever wanted to do was be a teacher. I work my butt off. I've hit up everyone in our family for money so I can buy school supplies for the kids who can't afford them. I stay after and help the parents help their kids. I don't get it. There are hundreds of teachers like me, and do you read about that in the paper? No. And it's not just about me. Some of the very best teachers I know volunteer to teach some of the most challenging students without any thought about how it's going to affect their scores or bonuses. They do it because they love their work and they believe in the kids."